Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Hawza Life, the show where we give you an inside look into our lives here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And it's been a really, really, really long while where have filmed, I don't know, two months?
I don't know how long it's been.
I think 2 months. It's been 2 months.
Okay, so I think we should give them a quick breakdown of what's been going on. So number one, classes have started again.
Yes.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Our friends have given birth to twins.
And one of our really close friends have given birth to twins. And so
big congratulations to them. God bless you. And they had the twins in Qom as well.
Yes.
So they've been staying at our place and we've been helping them. And also, yeah, there's three kittens in my house.
Yeah, so basically he just sees some three kittens on the road and then he's like, oh, they're newborns, so we'll just get them home. So he's been taking care of them, to be honest, because I'm a bit...
She doesn't like animals.
I don't like animals. I'm like, hey, you take care of them. I'll take care of my baby.
I was walking to Madarsa and then they were just there, going, like, making these squeaking noises. And I was like, what is that noise?
So he's a baby cat. And he's a kid. We thought the baby would like it, but look. It's cute. Stop. Look, baby kitten.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
So I'm walking and I see these kittens on the floor. They're burning in the sun. There's no mother around.
And
so
newborns.
I'm like, and then literally the umbilical cord was still on them. So I'm like, okay, I just moved them out of the light and into the shade. And I was like, okay, I'll come back here after 2 hours. If they're still here, like after my classes have ended, then I'm going to need to take them home because they're going to die here.
They were still there.
They were still there. And there was no mother in sight and they were dying.
And we didn't tell them the most...
So we've moved into our new house,
alhamdulillah.
But we're going to show you that in the next episode,
inshallah. Yeah, we'll show you how it looks, how it all happened, why we moved, and everything, inshallah.
Inshallah. So for now, we've been busy in the commemorations of the month of Muharram and Safar, up until Arba'een time. And how does the city feel in Muharram time, Sayyida?
We say in every Hawza Life every year, It's my like third year now. I can't believe it now. It's just like as soon as like Muharram starts, the atmosphere and the environment is like so dark that you feel Muharram.
Shabbat Ashur, and we're on our way to the office.
And we just came out of our house, and if you look down the street, there's already people like commemorating.
Yeah.
We're about 15-20 minutes away from the Haram if you drive.
Yeah,
if you drive, it's about 15-20 minute drive. But like even this part of the city, I wasn't expecting it. We're in Nirugar.
Black flag, and we changed like the green flags to the black flags, the Haram flags change, the street flags change, everything is like black.
The nights feel darker.
Yeah, and everybody just like having their own procession and just doing some noha. And then, yeah, and then they give teas on the streets by putting on a noha just for salam, just for like, what is salam in English?
Divine reward.
Yeah, as for a reward. And that's all they're doing. Like, alhamdulillah, that's what we see as soon as Muharram start.
So, it's breakfast time for us. This is what happens in the summertime. Anyway.
It's brunch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, brunch.
Because it's Muharram and we stay up late.
And who often cooks breakfast? /lunch
soda? Both of us, their days.
Right, yeah, we have our days. So anyway, today was my day.
But you feel like English breakfast, it's him.
I just want people to know that classes haven't started yet, so... So it's morning time, it's the day of Ashura, and we can hear this.
It's just down the street.
Dil bi taab umade خودت چشم پر از آب اومده، اومده ماه از آن لشگر هر باب اومده، اومده ماه از آن لشگر هر باب اومده، لشگر مشکی پوشا سین زنای هر باب، شب همه شب میخونن نوه برای هر باب، جان آقا سن گروان آقا سید لچان آقا، جان آقا سن گروان آقا سید لچان آقا، سن گروان آقا.
So when you're in Qom, there are a lot of places, I mean there are like hundreds of places you can go, but like some places which are really popular and famous and a lot of people like going in the
yeah,
very
okay,
rush
so there's
in the
three places, three main places when you're a Hausa student or if you're living in the holy city of Qom.
Yeah.
There are three places where you're going to go.
Number one, we have obviously the Harami Masma Qom, of course. So it's just jam-packed there. People are just sitting there crying for Imam Hussain. That's there.
Now 1:30 a.m. and the Haram is completely packed. It's full of people. They have so much energy. I have never seen people who have this much energy. Like, subhanAllah. Like, something happened today that made me feel upset. Made me worried about the cause of Imam Hussain. Now, after seeing these, it's not even the 10th of Muharram today. It's the 8th of Muharram. And these people are just... And it's not just this area of the Haram. Any part of the Haram that you go to. And other parts of the city as well.
Okay, so we're still at the Haram. And it is now 2:30 a.m. I think it has been an hour since we last filmed anything. Now, look at the people. And I don't know if you could see, but they're actually... It goes all the way on. It goes on and on and on.
So we're at the Haram right now, and it's the night of the 9th of Muharram, and it's the Shahada of Hazrat Abbas, and we just came to the Haram and we hear people reciting Dua in Urdu.
Okay, so each of these three places, they each have their special, unique qualities. So, first of all, the Haram, it's Sayyidina Ma'asa Umma al-Qom and, you know, Sayyidina Fatima. And they say that if you want to do ziyarah of Sayyidina Fatima to Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should go to this shrine.
Doha, why are you taking Baba's glasses? Give Baba his glasses back. Go give Baba his glasses back. Then we have Masjid Jamkaran. The Jamkaran is nice because like it's open space and there's a lot of space. You can sit, you can, people like bring their carpets and Iranians like sit on the floor and they even sleep there, a lot of Iranians.
Yeah, so in Jamkaran what was nice is, they have the same thing in the Haram as well.
They have a Haram because like...
They have this huge screen. A huge screen, right? So if you're not inside the actual place where they're reciting, you can actually sit outside and watch. And then Jamkaran is special also because it has a direct correlation with Imam al-Hujjah al-Qa'im al-Mahdi, the 12th Imam. When you go there, you feel this connection to Imam Zaman. You give him your condolences.
Yeah, because there's no like Asad shrine or something. It's just a masjid.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just sit there and just pray there and do your dua.
This is the way Iranians recite the Nohas. So different.
art is more of like beating of the chest, right? This is more like wording and they say it and then they beat their chest.
But they are beating their chest.
No, but you know ours continuously?
Right.
They take a break, they do it.
This is probably going to go on for another half an hour maybe?
I've heard it goes on really long.
Now, I just wanted to point this out. Do you remember when we went to Jamkaran and this time something special happened?
What?
So, a lot of you might be aware that when you go to Jamkaran, there is a well.
Oh, that one.
Right, so there's this phenomenon.
Yeah, obviously we did that. Obviously Imam Zaman listens to us for whatever we say.
Mm.
But
we were praying for guidance and there was
the
a
whole
shape.
Well thing. We're like writing it down and then putting in the well. So we are just walking past the well and then there's this old sheikh. This old guy, he's saying, do you want to listen to this story, the well story?
He's standing there with a table and a stall, and he's like,
yeah.
And he's like, gather around. And
yeah,
he starts
and then he
explaining.
Explains the whole well story.
فقط مربوط به چاه جمکران نمیشه علت اینکه اینجا معروف شده اینه که اینجا قدیما یه چاه آبی بوده اونایی که روایت را بلد بودن با دل و نیت و اعتقاد پاک نامه انداختن حاجت گرفتن چاه معروف شد چاه که حاجت نداد.
The dear scholar who was right there, he was just explaining, and I'm really glad he did because I've always had this thought in my mind. Basically, there's a well at the back of Jamkaran Masjid, and the well, lots of people actually go there and they write letters and they put these letters into the well with the intention of the letter reaching Imam al-Hujjah, Imam Zaman, Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th Imam. But the scholar was just explaining that actually this is a fallacy. The well behind us has no, there's no difference between this well and other wells. That's the first thing that he said. Second thing that he said is, the well is actually dry. There's no water. When you put your letter into the well, it doesn't go anywhere except for the ground below. And what happens is after a little while, people come, the people who have volunteered at the masjid, they just gather all those up. They don't read any of them. They're not allowed to read them. They gather them all and they put them into pure flowing water. It is a belief among Shia Muslims that putting letters into pure flowing water, like a river, with the intention of it going to Imam Zaman, it will be answered, inshallah. But the point is that
امام هم احتیاجی ندارن دونه دونه برگا رو بخونن. امام میدونن شما براشون نامه نوشتید چی هم نوشتید کجا هم انداختید. حتی اگه ما نامه هم ننوشتیم طوری نمیشه. ما میتونیم با امام گفتگو کنیم، میتونیم با امام ارتباط قلبی برقرار کنیم. عربی و فارسی و انگلیسی هم فرقی نمیکنه.
It's just amazing when you enter into these places, whether it's the Haram, whether it's Jamkaran. Oh, and the third place is Gulzar-e Shuhada, which is like
that is a beautiful place.
It's like this huge graveyard where it's specific for those who have become shaheed.
Yeah, and just when you sit there, it just makes you cry. It makes you feel emotional. You start feeling teary. And then
Gulzar-e Shuhada also has a very special, unique quality because you are literally sitting among the graves of those who have given their lives for the sake of the revolution. Mm. The Islamic revolution is nothing but a continuation of the revolution which was begun by Imam Hussein in Karbala. And these people testified with their blood that every land is Karbala and every day is Ashura. So sitting amongst them gives you another special feeling.
Definitely, and I feel like because everywhere you see graves of Shahada, and then they have their majlis also was beautiful. We went like I think twice. Mm. What was the famous the story of that boy who asked Imam Khamenei that he wants to go?
So there's a story. There is a young boy. He was a youth, and he went to the representatives at the time, and he said, "Look, I want to go and join." This is during the 8-year war. Iraq actually invaded Iran, and Iran defended itself against Saddam Hussein. And Saddam Hussein and Iraq at that time were backed by America and the usual suspects, plus 30 countries.
Yeah.
And Iran actually won that battle.
So this young boy goes to, was it Imam Khamenei or?
They say it was Rahbar. Yeah.
Yeah, to Rahbar he went, and he kept asking, "Can I go and fight? Can I go and fight? Can I go and fight?" And the Rahbar said, "No, no, no." And then finally, he said that wasn't Hazrat al-Qasim the same age as mine?
that's when Rehber said...
Wasn't he a youth as well?
Yeah, wasn't he a youth as well? So that's when Rehber said, okay, fine, just go.
And it is said it's because of youths like this who are willing to sacrifice for the sake of justice that they were able to make that big change and defend their country and defend Islam. So you can see that these people who gave their lives and they gave their blood for the sake of the Islamic revolution, the story of Karbala wasn't just a story, it wasn't just a historical event. It was a reality, it was a movement, and they saw it like that. And they applied it to themselves. And this is why Imam Khomeini says that, you know, everything that we have accomplished is because of Karbala and Ashura and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. From my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali,
from my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider,
we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. دعای مادرم بوده منم امام رضایی شدم.